Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Neil Camero here with episode 314 of the Tutor Podcast. That's the Monday morning show for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring business, just like I love mine. As always, I'm here to share ideas and insights I've had, borrowed, or flat-out stolen during the 25 years now. I've been in business from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested and continue to invest in training and education. From the hundreds of books I've consumed, and to share it with you in a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of way. And I think that if I can give you some of what I've found useful in my own restless search for ideas and improvements in my businesses, then maybe it'll help you. So, if you're okay with that, let's crack on. Now, the people who know me personally will freely tell you that I am the most annoyingly positive person they've ever met. And frankly, I think I should get a badge for it, or a t-shirt, or an embroidered jacket. What do I get? Zilch. Anyway, apparently, no matter what happens, I'm absolutely bloody-minded about making everything into a good thing, with a capital G and a capital T. So if it's raining outside, to me that's a free wash. That annoys some people. They can't stand the optimism. If it snows, wonderful. My garden is going to look just like everyone else's instead of a great big bloody mess. If I reverse my classic car into a van, then it's a chance to finally get the bodywork sorted out and to take care of the paintwork that's been showing its age for a while. In NLP, we call this a reframe. And the frame is the context into which we choose to see our experience. Now, I make a real point of applying a positive frame to everything. And that would really piss someone off if they were convinced that life's a battle and everything is doom and gloom. Me? Doom and gloom, you say? I think I'll start a torch business. The ability to turn things on their head and reconsider what they might mean is a vital skill for a happy life, in my opinion. Of course, other opinions are available, but they are all wrong. So, I think we should try to reverse everything, especially our own plans and assumptions. By doing this, we can reframe the situation, obtain a new perspective. We can falsify our assumptions and refine our goals and our strategies. So, let's do a thought experiment together. Let's suppose you wanted to recruit more students for your tutoring business, or you're just getting started as a tutor. So the question is commonly, how do I find more students? Well, that's a really, really vague question, isn't it? So I think we should get specific. You want to ask yourself, how many students you want? What age ranges? What are the subjects they're interested in learning? Are they the right students for you? And if not, can you help them to find someone who's a better fit for you? Remember always the DDWT rule. Don't deal with tossers. So having figured out what it is you really want, instead of something really vague, you can then ask how you recruit them. And this is where the usual answers show up. Your answers would be, well, I'd let people know I was available. I'd take out an advert. I'd contact the local schools. And so on and so on and so on. The usual mundane stuff. But if we reverse the question, we could ask ourselves, how could I guarantee that I recruited no students at all in the next 3 months? And that generates different answers. Well, the first thing would be that I wouldn't tell anybody about my business. I'd keep it secret. And I wouldn't advertise. I wouldn't get signs put on my car or on my van. I wouldn't post on social media. I'd decline another invitation to go into the studio and do a chat show on BBC Radio. I wouldn't put signs up outside my home advertising what I did. I wouldn't leaflet drop the areas where my ideal customers live. I wouldn't carry my business card with me wherever I went and give it away to just about anyone. I certainly wouldn't offer a free initial consultation to begin the process of crafting a bespoke tuition plan. I wouldn't have an elevator pitch where I could subtly and succinctly tell someone exactly what I did. Neither would I wear branded or logoed clothing at the gym or when I'm out at the park run or at the coffee shop or just when I'm out and about. And to make sure of everything, I'd be really dirty and scruffy so I could repel everyone. Especially the odd few weirdos who got through the net so far and I hadn't already scared them off. And if that wasn't enough, I'd probably make my teaching room shabby, chaotic and poorly equipped. To make sure that nobody could start the process of learning with me, I'd probably not even have a script for answering inquiry calls or a method of capturing names, phone numbers, of scheduling, doing emails and finding out what the caller wants. I might like to set my fees so low that people would perceive me as low value and wouldn't buy me. I might set my fees super high to make myself utterly unaffordable. Absolutely wouldn't have a website, and I certainly wouldn't want to be listed on any of those directory sites. And there's no way I'd ask my existing customers if they knew of anyone who could benefit from working with me. And I'd make sure that I'd be more or less invisible. Which one of those things are you not doing? Which ones of them are you doing? You see, when you ask the question in a different way, you get different answers. So always flip the question. It's flipping marvellous. This works for me, and it works for my students. It works for my clients. When we flip the question, how do I learn this? A better question is, I've got a guarantee that I never learn this. If I wanted to practice, I might flip the question of, how could I practice? Into, I've got a guarantee that I never picked the guitar but never got better. It's an opportunity for both them and for me to reframe the experience, identify a way forward and to make breakthroughs. Try it for yourself and let me know how you get on. Let me know. It's info@neilcarmado.com and I'd love to hear from you. Now, if the show helps you at all, or if you have any questions or suggestions you'd like to hear on the show, please get in touch. I'm here to listen as well as talk. And obviously, I don't have all the answers. So maybe you've got something that could help me or that I could share. Once again, let me know. It's info@neilcarmado.com. Please remember to follow me on X, where I am at Tutor Podcast, and subscribe to the podcast. And guess what? Next week I'll be back again. I'll have more no BS ideas, more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business, just like I love mine. For today, I hope this podcast has got you thinking, has been some help to you. Till next time, stay healthy, stay useful, and have a fabulous day.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate, and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow, and love their tutoring businesses.